The Gemara at the very, very end of the sukkah, it was literally the last words of the Gemara, said that when it says in the Pasuk, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachenu Lamus, what does it mean, Mizbechi? It means Mizbechi Hameyuchidli. What's Mizbechi Hameyuchidli? It means the Tamid. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean that Mizbechi is the Tamid? The Mizbechi Mashma Hameyuchidli. The word Mizbechi is Mashma Hameyuchidli. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Hainu Tamid, Shuhu Iker Kala Karbonis. The Iker of all the Karbonis is the carbon Tamid. And it's for that reason, in the world of Mizbechi, that's going to be the Iker. The truth is, this Gemara is not the only place in Shas where the Gemara says that Zivchi or Mizbechi is referring to the carbon Tamid. It's Gemaras in elsewhere as well, and there's an idea that the Zevach HaMiyuchid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to the carbon Tamid. So just to explain it with one Neufach, and that is as follows. Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis discusses Alpi Nigla, sort of, because it's mostly Kabbalah, really, the inyan of tefillah. And he talks about what exactly tefillah is, what a person's approach to tefillah is supposed to be. And he says, Dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shal oilam, pun intended. Shar Beis, literally, two of the four sha'arim of Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, he begins as follows, just a few excerpts. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Perek Aleph, Lahavas Hashem Elokeichem ulaavdoi b'chol levavchem uv'chol nafshechem. Amru Razal Perek Kama D'Tainus Da'beza Medaleth ubesifri Eizei Avoyde Shebelev Hevi Oymezet Tefillah. Meaning, when it says ulaavdoi b'chol levavchem uv'chol nafshechem, what's ulaavdoi referring to? It's referring to tefillah. So tefillah is supposed to be b'chol levavchem, and it's also supposed to be b'chol nafshechem. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin. I'm skipping. Amru Beparsha Zu Chiddush Uchachidsha. There's a chiddush. Shegamo Avoyde. Meaning, what the pasuk essentially is saying is that ula avdoi, which Chazal said is tefillah, has to be b'chol levavchem, with the ganze heart, u'b'chol nafshechem, with the ganze nefesh. And he says this is a chiddush u'shachidshah. This is a chiddush here. I wouldn't have known that, said Reb Chaim Volozhin. That tefillah has to be with the ganze heart and with the ganze nefesh. So he explains. V'hine, ma shenema b'chol levavchem l'inyan ha'tefillah, hu poshet u'mavur kavanas ha'kosel l'beis inyanim. It means two things. The first is obvious. What does it mean that tefillah has to be b'chol levavchem, with the whole heart? It means you have to have kavana, but that's what it means. Pirish amilois, etc., etc. I'm skipping. V'habeis haynu gam l'sharish miliboy b'avoydes ha'tefillah tanuge ha'olam v'hanoisa mikol v'kol. When a person davens, he has to uproot from his heart. Chaim Volozhin is about to say you're so niflu in tefillah. He says that when a person davens, he has to uproot from his heart all tanuge and all hanois from olam hazeh. V'achlis takel klapi mayla b'roimus habayir yisbarach. Only thing that he should be mindful of when he's davening is the roimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do not think for one second about any anah, any pleasure in this world. Right, it's a pella, because all you do when you daven is ask for pleasures in this world, right? Chaim Volozhin is going to get to this, and this is why this is so yesodistic. U'kemay sh'amru, he said, this is what Chazal meant in Yevamos Kofei Amud Beis, ha'mispalo tzarech shitein libay l'maylo. This is what he means. You're only thinking about l'maylo. You're only thinking about the roimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad she'ye kol koyach libay meshucha, Rak lemaylo, lisanegal Hashem levad. Nothing else, but teves atfilo. And he said that's the oimik of the chassidim arishonim that they were showing shachas koydem atfilo. What were they doing? So Pashi, you learned they were doing to just distract their minds. That was much deeper than that. It's not just to say that I don't want to be distracted. So like this, I'll be able to think Baruch means and Atam means and Hashem means. It was much more than that. They had to somehow come to some hispashtus agashmi. They had to put themselves in a mindset where oilam hazeh means nothing. Nothing in oilam hazeh has any value. And the only thing that's important is l'maylo. And that's what they were doing when they were showing shachas koydem atfilo. They were being mekayim this inyan of ha'mispalel tzarech shitein l'maylo. And then Reb Chaim Volozhin goes perek after perek after perek, quoting Zohar HaKadoshes and Arizals, that tfilo is all about making tikkunim in shamayim, and tfilo is all about v'stutzach in shamayim. It's not about you. It's not about you at all. So I'm skipping out to Perek Yud Aleph. This is one of the prokim that are understandable. Kafi Hasoga Seinu, meaning not real Kabbalah. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says as follows. He says, Umasha Amru Chazal Afi Cheloi. He's referring to a Chazal that talk about the Indian of Cheloi in the context of Tfilah. Roma Zeho Ikara Godol Shal Indian Tfilah. They're coming to hint to this big Iker when it comes to Tfilah. She Klal Kavanosahu Lechavi Rak Lohis of Koich Bektusha. That the idea is to have in mind and to be Mois of Koich Aktusha. She Kemoisho Ishme Anche Achayel. Just like if someone's a soldier, Mashlech Kolin. Right, if somebody's fighting in war, what does he do? When he's fighting, he's thinking about his own pleasures? No. He's being moiser nefesh. Mashlich kol inyonov v'tzorchei atzmei mineged u'moiser nafshoi b'rtzoynei rak al kvoid ha-melech she'yasig ha-keser melucho shal oysa ha-medina v'tinosei malchusoi kein ro'ui ma'oid l'ha-odam ha-yosho losim kol kavanosoi v'toyer machshavte b'tfilosoi rak l'hoisiv teis koyach bo'i lomais ha-kdoishim u'lo'oyer b'koy like yahol Kavana should be, it's l'chol. Make believe you're an arm, you're a soldier right now, and you're on the front lines. You're not fighting for yourself. What are you fighting for? Right? The mother country. That's what you're fighting for. For the Kesa Malucha. That's the way you're supposed to daven. You're fighting, and you're fighting 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm skipping again. Ve'einenu harois benusach tfilas Rosh Hashanah. That's the Indian of the tefillas on Rosh Hashanah, that we should go back, the world should be like the chet of Koidim Chet Adam Rishon. Says that everyone knows, right? If you ever daven Rosh Hashanah, you know that. But you should know that this is true really for every single tefillah. Even though when a person daven, it feels like almost everything you're davening for is for yourself. That's not what's going on over here. I'm skipping again. That Yochid Rashoy Lechadesh Dover Betfilos El Tzarchei Atzmoy V'tzari B'chol Brochel V'yon Yonah. Right, fakir. Roitza Lahachkim. You have Kavana here. Mishyei Shechol B'teich Pesa. You're Mechavan over there. Or B'gambazeh. Even when it comes to that, here's the punchline. Sorich Shaloi Tehei Tachlis Kavanosay Al Tzairoi V'loi Zu Haderech Anachoyna La Yishon B'liboysam. This is not the way a person davens. You don't sit down to daven. You don't sit down to daven for your own things. Ki be'emes, he says, think about it. Yipole Eich Shayech Levakish Lehischanin Klal Afon of Yisbarach Shemoi Lohosim Eyal Av Tzair Av Yisurav. How could a person daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remove my pain, remove my suffering? Come on, he said, I'll give you a marshal. But in your refuah sagov, let's say somebody goes to a doctor and the roife is mashkeu samonim charifim. Oyem haroife muchrach af gamlach toich ever echal the gamri. Shlo yispashet eres hachoyli yoyse. So this machla shouldn't spread. Oyem yischanin elav hachoyli. Imagine the chayil is going to stop. Please, doctor, please don't do this. No, don't do this. Don't give me the medication. Shlo yashkeu hasamonim. Oy shlo yachteif ha'ever. Hale hachoyla atzmei soy. You're paying him. You forgot? Right? You're paying him to heal you. And this is what he thinks you. This is the prescription. Cain, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. Eich yishpoich siach lefonav yisbarach shmoy. Lo hasem yolav ayisurim. How could a person daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove the Yisurin? Haloi heimer retia v'sama d'chaye l'chaper avay noisav. K'mamorim zal Shabbos nun hei ein Yisurin v'lo yovayim. V'im loi eifo nefesh achitas v'matascha. How are you going to get kapara? You need this. So what are you doing when you daven? Omnon says Reb Chaim V'loshin tachlas hakavono tzricho shnetia rak tzorech kevoyim. It has to be only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'mokim sheyesh chilu shmo yisbarach. Ki goin tzores klal Yisrael. Ve'im amukim u'ma'unim mechuyo. He said, because when Klal Yisrael is in Tzar, there's a Chil Hashem, right? Where is Vud Eivishta? And that you have to daven for, because you have to look out for the Chil Hashem. Even if it's maybe not on the level of Chil Hashem. Because when we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Imay Noichi B'Tzara, he goes to Gemara coming up next week. Sanhedrin Memvav, Amar Abmeir, Bizman Sha Adam, it's star, Shchina, Ma Loshanai Meres, Koloni Meiroshi, Koloni Mizroi. But the point is, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, a person when he davens, it's war. You're never davening for yourself. The Shmeina Esrei that the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were Mesakim. Atochoinein, Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, Parnasa, Shmakoileinu. Yeah, you're davening for yourself, but it can't be ich. It can't be that. If you do that, you miss the whole boat of tefillah. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah, says Rav Chaim, bangs it out here in the whole Shaar Beis. This is Shaar Beis and Nafshei Chaim. If you take away one thing, this is what it is. And this is what he said. The avoda of tefillah is, it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that you're doing is mamish kol kuloi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you could daven for yourself, and you're supposed to daven for yourself, and you have to daven for yourself, but not because ich will, because ich verstehe that me having it better is good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because anytime a Yid is in Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Tzara together with him. Imay anoichi v'tzara. And certainly if it's for the cloud, there's an element of Chilul Hashem. So there's no question in the world you daven. The question is not Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu. The question is not the end game. The question is, what's your kivon? What's your matarif and your tefillah? Your tefillah is Rifa'enu because I want it, Baruch Aleinu because I want more money. Is that your kavana? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand how much tsar I'm in, and the Melo, you're equally in that level of tsar. So no, do it for us. Just get us out of this mess. Like this, I'll be happy, you'll be happy. It feels like a win-win situation. That's the kavanah of tefillah, but not in a superficial way. In a very deep way, when it comes to understanding the oimik of what tefillah is, das is tefillah. This is Reb Chaim V'Lashon Shaar Beis. This is Dvarim Yiduin, Dvarim Atikin. But I was just thinking one ha'ara, and maybe this is emes. That is, you know, Chazal say that tefillah is keneged tmidim tikna. That the tefillahs, the Shemayin Esra, are keneged the tmidim. Avram Avinu was mesak in shachris, but has a shaychus with the tamid shel shachar. That was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Mincha, that has a shaychus with tamid shel bein arbayim. And even Mayriv is related to the haktaras emurim that was done from the two tmidim that were brought by Boiker u bein arbayim. The Abar Benel in Parshas Pinchas, by the Korban Talmud. So the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yomarto aleihem, Es korboni lachmi li'ishai, Reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrev li b'mayad. So Abar Benel makes a diuk nifla, and it really, it's mamish, it's screaming out of this Gemara here in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. And that is, he says, that we know every carbon is a reach nichoich l'Hashem, right? There's one carbon where it doesn't say reach nichoich, we've spoken about this over the years, the carbon Pesach, right? That was the Netziv, that carbon Pesach was manazeh, v'loyach es reach nichoichichem, etc., etc. But the bottom line is that every single carbon we know is Fakadosh Baruch Hu. Every single carbon is a reach nichoich. But there's one carbon where the Torah describes the carbon as a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Das is meine carbon." For Marta Aleihem, as carboni, it's my carbon. Lachmi, it's my bread. Liishai, reach nichoichi. It's not just the reach nichoich, but it's reach nichoichi. And the Abar Benel says a dove niflo. He says because this is the only carbon that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's carbon. He says every carbon, yeah, you did it. You chil Shabbos b'shoygig, bring a carbon chas. The deine chatos. Now a Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously is a chelik l'gvoya. There's a chelik l'head. There's a whole abisado in carbon that's carboni. It's lachmi leishai. It's reach nichoichni. And the Abar Benel says that's why by this pasuk it says tzav. What is tzav? It's miloshin zeros. Tishmeru. Be very careful because the Eibushda understood that when it comes to your carbon, I know you're going to be careful. If someone needs to bring a chata shmeina, I don't have to say tzav. I don't have to say tishmeru. I don't need a whole fest of pasuk over here because a person looks out for himself. Oh, but the Eibushda says the in carbon of those is my. The carbon. It's nothing to do with you. This is my carbon. The carbon tama was brought every day just because. It has nothing to do with you being chayte and not being chayte. If it's yontif, it's Shabbos, it's mitvach. It has nothing to do with anything. It's tmidim kisidron. Every single day the carbon tama was brought because it wasn't brought for us. It's takano shaykhis to us. This carbon is 100%. It's kol kulei for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, it needs a special chizik. And the chizik is tishmeru. Be careful. I'll read the shayne azav after the words of the Abar Benel. Aval ayoysen nochay. Umisyashe bepshat hakosav hu. Shall atmidim bilvad omar es karboni lachmi liyishai reach nichoyach chichot nichoychim tishmeru lahakuv li b'mayadi rotzoloim hachatos v'ho'osham v'shara karbonois haboim alinyonei bnei odom hein karbonois seyen v'ein tzorich lahazer aleyem. You don't have to be massive. Aval atmidim shehem biyichud v'etzem v'emes karboni hamiyuchid li lechem chuki shebavur mashchin eshoir b'neim, etc., etc. That's something oisai. When it comes to that, we already need a bissel chizik because lav dafka, you're going to be looking out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Looking out for yourself, that we know. Of if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lav dafka. And then it says, this is this inyan of mizbechi hamiyuchid li. It's mefurish in the pasuk karboni lachmi lishai reach nichoichi. You find only by the carbon tamei because it's the carbon hamiyuchid. miyuchadli. But the Abayim Hillel says, what do you mean it's the carbon al miyuchadli? Every carbon is for you. This is the one carbon that's for me. The tefillos were instituted keneged atmidim. If the tefillos were instituted keneged atmidim, and the tmidim is karboni, lachmi, leishai, reach, nichoichi, then it has to be what Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying. So muzduch zayin. Tefillah has to be about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person goes and he daven Shmein Esrei, and he's thinking only about himself, he missed the whole boat. He mamish missed the whole point of Shmein Esrei. This is hoichazachin, but it's also pshutei shal mikra. And this is the way it is. Everybody davens because everybody needs things that he's davening for. It's kedai to know how to daven abyssal. And the truth is, yeah, this is a high madrega for a person to feel the tzara shechina. The great tzaddikim were on this madrega. Obviously, this is not something that most mortals are shaykh to. But there is an element of it that we could have a little bit of a shaykhist to. And maybe this can change a lot. But the bottom line is, I think it's muchrach mineu be. If the tefillahs are keneged the tmidin, and the tmidin are karboni lachmi, Ishai, if they reach nichoichi, then balkarchach tefillah has to be the same way. When you daven, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you're davening for yourself. So that's what Rav Chaim Volozhin addresses. This is what he's talking about over here in Perek Yud Aleph. He says, don't let it fool you. That's not really what's going on. Because the tefillahs were connected to tmidim, and if this is the way the tmidim were, then by definition, it has to be that this is the way the tefillahs are as well.